This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. On this weekend after deadly storms in northern Texas, now it is way too hot.
It is hotter than it's ever been in Texas.
You could probably cook an egg on the sidewalk.
My advice, stay inside.
In Perryton, Texas, officials have been checking on the damage caused by that Thursday tornado that's blamed for at least three deaths. Governor Greg Abbott.
Well, the people in this area have gone through over the past couple of days. There's nothing short of horrific.
And we're also watching a large storm system in New England accompanied by a flood threat in Maine. In China now, where it is warning Secretary of State Antony Blinken, hoping to patch up tattered U.S.-Chinese relations, but without much optimism about his prospects.
Blinken is trying to be, now in the best way possible, a diplomatic bucket of ice water, bringing down the temperatures to the point where the two superpowers can at least effectively and efficiently communicate all the things they disagree about, and maybe start to find some common ground.
Correspondent Christina Ruffini at the White House. At least 41 people have been killed in a terrorist attack on a school in the East African nation of Uganda. They were mostly students. In Boston, early celebration of Juneteenth. Now a federal holiday also known as Freedom or Emancipation Day, the end of slavery.
For me, the lesson of Juneteenth is about commemorating the liberation and freedom and monumental change that that meant.
Boston's Mayor Michelle Wu. Turning to early season presidential politics.
President Biden was in full campaign mode on Saturday during a rally with union members in Philadelphia. The president received an early endorsement from the AFL-CIO. The federation represents some 60 different unions.
For the first time I'm aware of, the AFL-CIO endorsed this early, and every union as well.
Biden said the early endorsement would make a, quote, gigantic difference in his campaign for another term in the White House. Willie James Inman, CBS News, Philadelphia.
While on the Republican side, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis defending his response to the pandemic during a campaign event in Nevada.
We chose facts over fear. We chose education over indoctrination. We chose law and order over rioting and disorder. We held the line during COVID when freedom itself hung in the balance.
In Tel Aviv, ongoing protests of the Netanyahu government's plans to make changes in Israel's judicial system. Those protests now nearly a half a year old. The judicial change plans currently on hold. Checking weekend gas prices, AAA says $3.58 a gallon. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masked as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Max and Kevy, we are local music. That is a double dip of Carbellion to kick off Max and Kevy for this Saturday night. Top Alcohol, Bar Fight before that. That's from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. They're going to be playing at Cadot at Rockfest coming up on July 13th. That's a pretty cool lineup, and there's a handful of local bands playing at Rockfest this year, so that's pretty cool. And Carbellion's also hitting the road. They got a show down in Nashville, Tennessee with Black Belt Theater, Love the Locals, and Outshined. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max and Kevy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin, and bands coming to the area. Happy to have you along with us. I had last week off. I went camping. It was a good time. Glad to be back in the air chair for Max and Kevy. We got a lot of good music coming up this half hour from Queen of Dreams. We'll do some Thunder Goat. That's some new music there. And you're going to flash back with some Crack Hammer, Essential Last Crack, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. You know, Madwood Power Fest 6 is happening August 18th and 19th at the Sylvie here in Madison. The lineup is just sick this year. You got to check it out right now at madwithpowerfest.com. Lords of the Trident, of course, is playing. They're from Madison. Ty from Lords is, or should I say Fang from Lords, is the creator and the organizer of Madwood Power Fest. Let's do some of their brand new music right now. Lords of the Trident, Power of Evil. It's Max and Kevy. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
local music, Thunder Goat there from their album A Western Galactic Space Odyssey, The Beginning. It was just released a couple months ago here. Killer Bong, dude. Thunder Goat, I met them at Maybash. Great guys. I love their music. Very good. We'll have to get some more songs from Thunder Goat in the rotation for you. They're playing a show Friday, June 23rd with Court of Beast and Plant. That's at the, where's this at? I don't know where. Oh, it's at Rockstar Saloon. There it is, over in Milwaukee, I think, eastern part. I'll update you on that in a couple minutes. Queen of Dreams before that with the Dragons to Still Fly. They're playing Farmstock. Now, that's in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, happening July 14th through the 16th. It's 2 days of loud music and love, so they say. Extra love, if you want it. 30 bands, 2 stages. And they've got some headliners coming in, too. A lot of local bands, but they have Adam Scotti, from formerly of Saving Abel. He's headlining. And also Frontal Assault and Headstone, and a bunch of other bands. Just go to Facebook, search Farmstock. Farmstock in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. That looks really fun. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Heavy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group. That's First Weber's number one realtor group. Go to movetomadison.com for more information. And by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. Visit them on Madison's East Side or online at ethicaltradeco.com. All right, we got the Essential Last Crack coming up here shortly. I've also got some Casket Robbery in the list here. We'll do some Else and Fall to Rise. Right now it's Crack Hammer from 2012. Seems like a lifetime ago, but metal was pretty good in 2012. Here's Crack Hammer and Spit It Out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back. crack hammer and spit it out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. All right, so the Thunder Goat show, I was correct. It was Milwaukee, the rock star saloon for Thunder Goat, Court of Beast Plant, Friday, June 23rd in Milwaukee. How about that? You know, Casket Robbery, they have a bunch of shows coming up. None of them in Wisconsin, though. They're on this little mini tour. They're playing some shows in Michigan. Looks like Harrisburg, maybe Ohio somewhere. They're playing in Chicago, too, at the Cobra Lounge. The Cobra Lounge in Chicago. That's Sunday, August 13th. We're going to hear some Casket Robbery right after the break on Max Inc. Heavy.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Heavy, we are local music from 2019 through what we knew. That is Else and their song Cemetery Dance. Fall to Rise before that with The Fall and Casket Robbery started that set off. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we're broadcasting all over the state, of course, originating here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison, 92.7 FM, or also on 101.1 The Shaw in Waukesha. Also, Wisconsin Rapids, we're up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, Oshkosh on Air Support, WISS, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, Richland Center, also Amory is out there. We have some new affiliates joining the network, though. Welcome, Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, The Eagle, WLCX in La Crosse. Greetings to you all. And also over in Racine on AM radio on WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. Happy to have the eastern part of the state with us. And Hayward, Wisconsin, up in the North Woods, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Welcome to all of you. If you have a local metal band that you love and you want to get them, you want to hear them on the radio, we'd love to hear what you have. Send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. These guys are playing the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series with Iron Plow at the High Noon on June 30th. It's Lo-Fi Killers. Until She's Gone, it's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.